From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there is no military solution to the conflict. Mr. Putin said the agreement came as a result of discussions at the APEC summit. We can say that the work on the sidelines of the APEC was useful and successful because it was not easy to reach an agreement on the Syria statement. Trump and Putin also confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, and also called on the parties involved in the Syrian conflict to use the Geneva process to find a solution. The United States and South Korea started joint naval exercises Saturday. Grace Lee reports the drills will involve three U.S. aircraft carriers in what the military officials describe as a clear warning to North Korea.
The USS Nimitz, Ronald Reagan, and Theodore Roosevelt will all take part in the exercises, a rare show of force timed with Trump's visit to five Asian countries. Drills on the scale are a reminder that Washington can rapidly mobilize military force, something Trump has been looking to emphasize as Pyongyang races ahead with its weapons tests. Washington says diplomacy is its first choice when it comes to the North, but in the words of Defense Chief Jim Mattis, diplomacy is most effective when backed by credible military force.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Trade ministers of the remaining 11 countries in the expansive Pacific Rim Trade Pact reached a deal early Saturday to salvage the agreement without participation by the United States. Canada's Trade Minister François-Philippe Champagne hailed the agreement as big progress. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.